This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The fate of a devastated salt mining town in eastern Ukraine hangs in the balance as Ukrainian forces face a furious Russian onslaught. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Though unlikely to provide a turning point in the war, Solidaire's fall to the Kremlin's forces after months of Ukrainian defense would be a battlefield milestone and offer Russian troops a strategic springboard for their efforts to encircle the nearby city of Bakhmut. However, a Ukraine spokesman says Russian claims of it conquering Solidair were untrue. But a spokesman for the Russian private military contractor, the Wagner Group, says his forces had seized control of Solidair. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia has again replaced its top commander in Ukraine, putting its army chief of staff in charge of forces for the conflict, the defense ministry said Wednesday. The commander of Russia's forces in Ukraine for the past 3 months will become the new commander's deputy. One of Russia's main telegram channels in support of the offensive, Rybar, was skeptical about whether the switch could help Moscow's troops have more to show from the lengthy operation. The WHO reiterated Wednesday the need for China to share more data on an explosive COVID outbreak, while praising Washington's radical transparency in its efforts to battle a new subvariant. The World Health Organization has repeatedly voiced concern that China's official statistics are not showing the true impact of its current surge in COVID cases.
WHO still believes that deaths are heavily underreported from China.
Emergencies Director Michael Ryan blamed Beijing's narrow definition on the reason. This is VOA News. Brazil's capital is bracing for the possibility of more violent demonstrations by people seeking to overturn the presidential election. Local security officials are blocking access to buildings trashed on Sunday by rioters. A flyer promoting a mega protest to retake power circulated on social media platforms, urging protesters to turn out Wednesday in 24 cities, including the capital. It's unclear how large or violent such demonstrations might shape up to be, but authorities are taking no chances. Tigray forces, who fought a two-year war against Ethiopia's federal government, began handing over heavy weaponry to the National Army as part of an African Union-led peace process on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
The handover, around 20 miles northeast of the regional capital Mekele, was overseen by a monitoring team made up of members of the two sides and a regional body, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development. The demobilization of Tigray forces who fought a two-year war against Ethiopia's federal government is seen as central to the November 2nd ceasefire agreement, along with the restoration of services and resumption of humanitarian aid.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll. A suicide bomber killed at least 5 people outside the Afghan Foreign Ministry on Wednesday, police said, and a nearby hospital said over 40 people were wounded. The United Nations and several countries, including Pakistan and Britain, condemned the attack. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack, it said on a Telegram channel. The injured American football player Damar Hamlin has been released from the hospital. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
More than a week ago, Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest after making a tackle during a game in Cincinnati. His doctors in Buffalo say they completed a series of tests. Sean McDermott is Hamlin's coach.
Grateful first and foremost that he's home and with his parents and his brother, which is great. I'm sure it's felt like a long time since he's been able to be home.
The doctors who treated him in Cincinnati say it's a remarkable recovery. The Bills are preparing to host their division rival Miami Dolphins in a wildcard playoff game Sunday. McDermott says it will be up to Hamlin if he wants to visit the team. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. aviation sector is struggling to return to normal following a nationwide ground stop early Wednesday over a computer issue that caused more than 8,000 flights to be delayed, more than 1,000 to be canceled. Many officials compared the grounding to what occurred after the terror attacks on September 11th, 2001. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.